Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
As we head into the weekend, the first weekend in December, we've got a lot to cover for you, our weekly focus on the weekend. Before we can get to the weekend, though, we've got tonight, and we will have a chance to talk a little bit later this hour with Mark Kay about it, but just to put it as a reminder yet again, tonight is the Ho Ho Hold'em Charity Poker Tournament, now in its fifth year, and it starts at Best Bet Jacksonville at 6 o'clock. All the proceeds are going to benefit Kay's kids. And today on the Mark Kay Show is the first in the 12 days of Christmas, the 12 Ks of Christmas, if you will, where some really cool experiences and one-of-a-kind items are given to kids who are battling life-threatening illness. Be listening during the Mark Kay Show. I love this time of the year because we get to hear those awesome stories happen on live radio. But there are limited spectator tickets available for $75. Registration is required. Head to WOKV.com. Saturday, Brian Kilmeade is in Jacksonville. He's going to be hosting an event at Tom Bush BMW on Atlantic Boulevard starting at noon. I'm guessing he's going to be watching the last several minutes of the USA-Netherlands soccer match since he's such a soccer fan, but he'll be signing copies of his latest book that went to paperback, The President and the Freedom Fighter. And if you have any other Kilmeade books, bring them because I'm sure he will sign them for you. That's just a sampling of what else we have going on. Lucia Vitti is here from the Breaking News Center. What do you have cooking for this weekend?
I think I'm going to enter into a little bit of madness. So at MOSH, the Museum of Science and History, they are not only having an ugly sweater party, but it's a silent disco party. 21 and older.
Oh,
only.
How fun. Have you ever done the silent disco?
No, I haven't.
So much fun.
I that's what I've heard, and I don't know what's more maddening, the ugly sweaters or the disco, although I did have my disco days. But it's at MOSH. It's 21 and older. It's $35 a ticket, and they say that it's dedicated to the ugly sweaters floating around the city awaiting their moment to shine. I have never seen an ugly sweater shine.
What? Oh, come on now.
I have not a single ugly sweater. I would never wear a reindeer on my chest. Never in a million
well,
years.
Well, I should have worn mine this morning because it's on the chilly side, but the weekend is going to be a little bit toasty, so you may want to wrap it around your waist and then wear it in. So that's at MOSH. Ben, what do you have cooking? Benjamin Fridkus here in the Breaking News Center for the weekend.
So I don't usually go down to downtown. There's too many people for my taste, but at Jacoby Hall, they are going to be playing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, the Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra, and I love that stuff. Going to be
wow,
beautiful.
He goes from Rocky Horror Picture Show to Tchaikovsky.
I'm a man of many tastes.
He's a cultured individual here, yes.
He's adorable.
That too. Well, and if you don't want symphony action downtown on Friday, by the way, if you're looking for a little bit of comedy, Sal Volcano, the star of Impractical Jokers, performs at Florida Theater. So there's another option for you, I guess, if you're looking for it. Totally different taste, though. Could show how cultured you are, perhaps.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah,
it is
I love
indeed.
Tchaikovsky, too.
I like that.
The girlfriend would like that, too.
Oh, that would be
romantic.
So much fun. Oh, it is. And at Jacoby Hall, look forward to that on Friday. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, Saturday as well.
Yep, Friday and Saturday.
Yep. All right, so at 8:11, let's head to Scotty on the other side of the glass. What do you got cooking for this weekend? Also music-themed, huh?
I got a jump start yesterday by heading out to the Florida Theater to catch the Allman Family Revival. I had to tap out early after the first set because, you know, I got to be here at, oh, my God, o'clock in the morning. But such fantastic musicianship last night, a tribute to the Allman Brothers and their musical legacy, which, by the way, got started in a little place called, where was it? Jacksonville,
Florida. Mm-hmm. Love it.
And coming up later this evening, going on at Underbelly downtown, it's Brown-Eyed Women. It's an all-female tribute band. covering the music of the Grateful Dead.
That sounds interesting.
And if that's not enough to get you out there, check out the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that
but
sounds
that's
good.
That's going on over at the Underbelly tonight. It's one of Jacksonville's premier downtown music venues, right around the corner from 1904, another downtown venue that's totally booked with amazing acts on a regular basis, all under the stewardship of a gentleman named Jason Honeycutt, who recently won one of the Downtown Jacks Achievement Awards. Mm-hmm. So by all means, take a look. Come hang out with me tonight and enjoy some Grateful Dead music. Compliments of the brown-eyed women.
You're going to be wearing an ugly Christmas sweater tying into the whole Grateful Dead?
No, but I'll be wearing my Grateful Dead 72 Europe Tour shirt.
So. There you go. Yeah,
there's that.
I love that. All right, look for that tonight. Shefalika is in the traffic center. What do you got cooking for the weekend here?
The Makers Market, Market for Makers in Jacksonville. I've never been before, so I have only seen the Instagram photos, and I think I'm in love. I'm so excited. Tickets are pretty affordable, too. It's like starting at $8. Mm-hmm. If you get them early and they're still available, I cannot wait to check out all the artisan, you know, small, like, business owners that are launching their brands and, like, get some Christmas gifts for myself. I got a birthday coming up. I got a cruise coming up. I'm going to go shopping this weekend. I'm so excited. It's located at the Glass Factory, and it's December 3rd and the 4th. I think I'll be making it out there on Sunday, and I'm going to check out those food trucks as well. Scotty got me hungry talking about barbecue.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it. And you could also have a nice cold one next door at Myrtle Avenue Brewing, a really good local brewery. Don't be thrown
That's
off by the long line when you get there. It does move relatively quickly. We've been there multiple times at the Glass Factory.
Inspiring
but we'll
hunger
move
and
through.
Thirst. My work here is
done. Oh, yeah. Well yeah, done, I've got Scott. Barbecue tips and brews tips. Thanks, guys.
We're all set. Speaking of barbecue and brews, how about Jeremy Ratliff? What do you got cooking for the weekend?
Well, the Jags and I have something in common this weekend, Rich. I'm going to be traveling to Chicago to watch the Bears and Packers battle in the Midwest. Oh. Well, the Jags are going to be traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions. However, the Jags play indoors, so I'm going to freeze and probably get beat up because I'm a Packers fan. And, Rich, if you told me in the offseason that we would be extremely interested in a Lions-Jaguars matchup in Detroit, I would have laughed out loud. I would have LOL'd. But here we are. The Jaguars just had a thrilling comeback win and are rolling into a battle with a Lions team that gave the Bills a run for their money on Thanksgiving Day. If you're not looking at one of these United flight options to get to Detroit for the game in person, you can stay home, enjoy your Sunday with family, and watch on Fox 30. Rich?
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, probably. Detroit has very little teeth on defense, so it could be a high-scoring affair, and we'll watch the game. We were listening in yesterday, 3-6 on ESPN 690, as Brent and friends were previewing the event. Again, Christmas in Avondale is this weekend, and don't forget, you have a free opportunity to see Brian Kilmeade on Saturday from noon until 2 at Tom Bush BMW on Atlantic. Head to WOKV.com for much more on how you can see him, location, and more. WOKV News Time, 8:15.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.